Hello, do you have a minute? Because I want to tell you something about yes-no questions. As you may know, a yes-no question is a question in which the expected answer is either yes or no. I just used one such question when I asked, "Do you have a minute?" But in the real world, native English speakers might not always form questions fully when they speak to you. Instead, they might say something like, "You have a minute?" Or even, "Got a minute?" Short questions like these are common in informal situations, especially in spoken English. For example, "Got a minute" has been used as a name for website columns and radio shows on issues from health to career choices to saving money. In addition, "Got a minute" was the name of a word game in the 1970s. We see and hear shortened questions everywhere, such as in music, movies, and advertisements. A well-known example is the Got Milk advertising campaign, which was launched in the 1990s and ran for 20 years. In the ad, famous actors, fashion models, and musicians promoted the drinking of milk. Today, I will show you how to shorten yes-no questions. Ready? Good, because you just heard another example. And it was probably easy to guess the meaning is, "Are you ready?" On an earlier program, we talked about how to form standard yes-no questions. Knowing this first will help you understand how to shorten them. So here's a quick refresher. We form most yes-no questions this way. Auxiliary verb plus subject, plus main verb. For example, "Do you have a minute?" Here, the word "do" is the auxiliary verb, followed by the subject "you" and the main verb "have." Auxiliary verbs are often called helping verbs. We use them with main verbs to do things like help form questions and verb tenses. Most standard yes-no questions begin with "do," "be," or "have," but in other yes-no questions, "be" is the main verb and there is no auxiliary. We form them like this: "be" plus subject. For example, "Are you ready?" Here, "be" is the main verb followed by the subject "you." When we shorten yes-no questions, we usually do it in one of two ways. Drop the auxiliary or "be," or drop the auxiliary or "be" and the subject. Let's first talk about dropping the auxiliary verb. In informal situations, it is often unnecessary to use the auxiliary verbs "do," "be," or "have" at the start of yes-no questions. Listen to this example.
"We've been walking for an hour."
"Oh, you're getting tired?"
"Yes, and my feet hurt."
Here, the auxiliary "be" was dropped from the start of the question, "You getting tired?" The standard question would be, "Are you getting tired?" Here is another example.
"The internet is not working."
"The cable company call yet? A crew is supposed to be here by 3 this afternoon."
"No, I haven't heard the phone."
Here, the auxiliary "do" was dropped from the start of the question, "The cable company call yet?" The standard question would be, "Did the cable company call yet?" We can make even shorter yes-no questions by dropping both the auxiliary verb and the subject. However, We can only drop the subject when the subject is you. Listen to another version of an earlier conversation, this time without the auxiliary verb or subject you.
We've been walking for an hour.
Oh, getting tired?
Yes, and my feet hurt.
Let me now return to something I talked about at the start of the program. You remember the questions got milk and got a minute. They both start yes-no questions with the word got. Such questions come from this standard form. Do plus you plus have. To shorten questions that begin with the words do you have, we often drop the auxiliary verb do and the subject you. But we take a third step. We change the main verb have to got. So you get questions like, got a pen? Got the time? And the ones you heard earlier. Got a minute? Got milk? Okay, let's now move to the verb be. Earlier, I told you that sometimes be in yes-no questions acts as the main verb, not an auxiliary. In questions where the main verb is be and it is present tense, we can often drop the be verb. In this next exchange, the main verb be has been dropped from the question.
My presentation is tomorrow.
You nervous?
No, I feel great.
Again, the main verb be was dropped. The standard question would be, are you nervous? And finally, we will look at the shortest possible form, one-word yes-no questions. We usually make them from a specific three-word structure, are plus you plus adjective. Two examples are the questions, are you ready? And, are you nervous? To shorten questions like these, we drop be and the subject you. Here's the last exchange again, this time with both be and the subject you dropped.
My presentation is tomorrow.
Nervous?
No, I feel great.
By now, you might be wondering, what if the yes-no question begins with another auxiliary verb, like will or would, or a modal auxiliary, like should or might? These verbs express tenses or meanings that are lost when they are removed. So avoid shortening such questions. Well, it looks like I needed more than a minute of your time. Got another minute? If so, try the practice on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. I'm Alice Bryant.